Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Rock Island City Council is moving forward with a measure to expand restrictions on packaged alcohol sales into areas surrounding the downtown. Members voted 4-3 last night on a measure to increase the size of the city's downtown liquor control district, where selling or advertising alcohol is banned from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., excluding bars and restaurants. Fifth Ward Alderman Dylan Parker says the ordinance aims to reduce public intoxication and litter.
You're never going to have a policy that is unanimously supported by everybody, but overwhelmingly, they are in support of restricting the sale of alcohol around downtown and in the neighborhoods around downtown because of chronic nuisance issues taking place in our community.
First Ward Alderman Glenn Evans said the expanded zone restricting alcohol sales will hurt businesses. The council is set to consider a second reading of the ordinance at its next meeting. A Coralville resident is in custody following an armed robbery at the U.S. Bank in Muscatine yesterday morning. According to a Muscatine Police Department release, 38-year-old Matthew Rawson allegedly robbed the bank at 1800 Park Avenue around 9 a.m. before fleeing the area. Officers located the suspect traveling northbound on Highway 38. With additional law enforcement assistance, Rawson was stopped just north of Highway 6 and arrested. He faces one charge of armed robbery with more charges pending. Rawson is being held at the Muscatine County Jail. Iowa public health officials are encouraging parents to vaccinate their infants against measles amid an outbreak in the southern part of the state. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
State health officials say 16 measles cases have been confirmed so far this year with evidence of person-to-person spread. Sam Jarvis is with the Johnson County Health Department. He says parents of infants under a year old should consider getting a zero-dose MMR shot.
This is purely for protection. And why it's called the zero dose is it doesn't count towards the routine two-dose series. But if you fall between that time frame, we're wanting to make sure that infants between 6 and 11 months are afforded that protection just in case.
According to state data, about 84% of the state's two-year-olds got the MMR shot last year. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The Davenport School District plans to name a new cafeteria at Sudlow Middle School after one of its former principals and teachers. The school board announced the decision at its meeting last night to honor fellow board member Bruce Potts. Instructional Leadership Director John Flynn praised Potts for his 30 years of service to the district.
Mr. Potts' dedication to the Davenport Schools and to Sudlow Middle School in particular has been extraordinary. And recognizing his decades-long work by naming the new Cafeteria Commons area in his honor would be a meaningful tribute to all this work.
Potts said he was flabbergasted and grateful for the honor. The new cafeteria is part of a $51 million expansion project at Sudlow Middle School, expected to be completed by next summer. Biking is good for personal health and the economy, and there are new numbers to back it up. Iowa Public Radio's Eliza Billingham has details.
The Iowa Bicycle Coalition released a new impact study 10 years after its previous one. In that decade, bike trails have steadily grown to connect more urban centers and rural communities. The coalition's Matt Berkey says that's great for the state.
We found that recreational riding and bike commuting in Iowa generates over $1 billion for Iowa's economy, and almost 1 million Iowans ride a bike annually.
Not to mention bike tourists who come to Iowa and spend money. Retail and restaurants are the biggest beneficiaries of those dollars, but riders are the ones who are lowering their rates of certain cancers, diabetes, and poor mental health. I'm Eliza Billingham, IPR News.
A new state law in Illinois will help patients get medications they need to manage pain after surgeries. Previously, drugs like morphine and codeine could not be transferred to a new pharmacy without an entirely new prescription. The bill's sponsor, Republican State Senator Steve McClure, says that made it difficult for surgery patients who needed their pain medications when they were out of stock at their hospital pharmacies.
It is going to be much better for both patients and doctors to be able to transfer these prescriptions. And I think that it's kind of common sense.
At the federal level, the drugs were able to be transferred, but Illinois law imposed tighter restrictions that are now loosened. The law takes effect on January 1st. This is WVIK News.